At Columbia University this week, elections experts from around the country gathered to discuss the latest techniques in voting, early voting, online registration, the kinds of things that make elections more modern. But in New York, officials are talking about precisely the opposite. They're talking about bringing back the old lever machines. WNYC's Bridget Bergen has this reporter's notebook.
On the sixth floor of Columbia University's School of International and Public Affairs, they ran out of coffee and ordered too many pastries. The topic everyone was talking about, how to make election systems more modern and efficient. In Albuquerque, New Mexico, voters can go to any poll site starting 28 days before the election and all the way through the election day. Maggie Toulouse-Oliver, the clerk there, says one other innovation is printing ballots on demand, so there's no waste. She says her office just tries to make voting easy.
I don't want to pretend that we have some magic bullet going on in my part of the world that you don't have here. What we do have is a very convenient system of voting that voters really like and take advantage of.
There was a lot of that kind of buzz at this conference. Experts from Maryland, North Carolina, and California talked about issues like online registration and voter education. But while all this was going on, New York City was talking about bringing back this sound. That's the solution New York is considering for this year's non-federal elections. That's because City Board of Elections officials say the current machines, those not-so-new optical scanners, can't handle a runoff election within 2 weeks of a primary. Elections officials had wanted to move the primary up to June, but that didn't happen. So now, new legislation in Albany would give them one extra week between the primary and the runoff and bring back those old lever machines. But tell that to an elections administrator like Dean Logan from Los Angeles County.
As a West Coaster, I do find that pretty shocking.
He was at the conference to talk about California's new online voter registration system. So the idea that New York City might go back to the lever machines, Logan says, raises some real concerns.
From my standpoint, lever machines don't provide the transparency. They don't provide the accountability through a backup that could be looked at in a recount or in an audit. And so that would be very concerning to me. And we can't keep going back.
The machines are actually banned for federal elections across the country for these very reasons. Logan says he's sympathetic to the challenges facing New York City. Running an election is a huge undertaking. But he says elections need to move forward with an eye towards engaging the next generation of voters. Susan Lerner, head of the Good Government Group Common Cause and the event's organizer, says elections officials from other states say their job is all about consumer satisfaction.
It's making sure that voters were able to vote and that their votes would be accurately counted. That's not something we hear in New York.
There was just one official from New York City's Board of Elections at the conference. All the others were in Albany, lobbying to bring back those old lever machines. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.